Hey everyone, welcome back to But Why Though, the podcast, where we talk about the things in pop culture that people say matter, and we ask the question, but why though? Before we get started, we want to go ahead and let you know that we will be leaving SoundCloud at the end of August. You can still find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and anywhere you listen to your favorites. If this is a problem for you, make sure you get into contact with us. You can email us at info@butwhythoughpodcast.com or reach out to us on our social media platforms at butwhythoughpc on Instagram, Twitter, and facebook.com/butwhythoughpc. If you want to support us more than you already do, head over to our Patreon. You'll gain early access to each episode. You'll be able to read our research notes as you go through the show, and you'll also get access to merch first. So for as little as $1 a month, you can help us make this podcast better and hopefully get Matt into Bobby Sailor Moon cosplay. Enjoy the show. This week we're talking about one of the most popular games ever. And I say that because it has a movie, there are references in South Park. Hell, there are references everywhere. We're talking about a record-setting MMORPG, World of Warcraft, or WoW. As always, I'm your host, Kate, and I'm here with Adrian.
Hey, how's it going?
And Matt.
Hello.
And as always, we're going to start out with a question. So have you played WoW before? How long did you play for? And what was your class / favorite expansion? I'm going to lead it because I probably have the least to say about all this.
Get on in there.
So I've played WoW. So I played, as you all would call it, vanilla WoW. So WoW when it was first starting. And I played it for about 3 months. And I played it because my entire family plays it. So my aunt, her husband, her three daughters, one son, their daughters, and they all play it so much, and they all made like guild tabards to go see the World of Warcraft movie that came out, and they went at midnight and saw it all together with their guild tabards on.
I'm kind of disappointed in you that why have you not picked this up?
Yeah, that's hardcore, actually.
I know.
Yeah, and they play as a family, they have their own guild, they're super invested in it, and it's really awesome because I have a cousin who lives in Alabama, and by playing WoW with her family and everything like that, that's one way to connect over, you know, over across state lines and really easily. Like, they run raids together, they do things together, and I think it's really cool. I was a night elf rogue, and that's what I was, and that's all I know.
I'm always a rogue. Everything we play.
I'm a tank now.
She's always a wannabe rogue. A rogue at heart, but has to play a tank by skill.
Yes, because I this is what I can use. My entire life is pretty, so if you've seen the Leroy Jenkins clip, That's my attitude towards life. I just kind of run right in there.
That's completely accurate. As a healer in multiple games we've played, is completely and 110% accurate.
This is why, as much as I would like to be a healer, I refuse to be a healer.
That's also why I'm tanking now.
What about you, Matt?
So I played Vanilla WoW. Do you want to explain exactly Vanilla WoW?
So we're going to this a little bit later, but like, there's different expansions. But basically, Vanilla WoW is like the basic first rendition of World of Warcraft, and then people just abbreviate expansions after that. But when he says Vanilla WoW, that's back in 2004, like when the game first came out.
I think it's all the way up to the first expansion, correct?
Yeah, like all the way to the first expansion a couple years after the 2004.
Yeah. So I played Vanilla WoW, and I played pretty much the first expansion of Burning Crusade, I believe that's what it is.
Yeah.
And then, so that's when I first got introduced, and when I played the longest of WoW, I came back and played, probably, sadly, almost 10 years later. That's how long this game's been around. And I don't even know what expansion that was at this release when I got that.
Warlords of Draenor is what we played together.
Yes, that was the next one. And I played that one for a few months, but I just couldn't do it. It wasn't Vanilla WoW to me. And my favorite class, I'm always a Warlock. I've always been a Warlock. And actually in multiple games. But usually in a... But for this, for a while, I had Warlock. And I was usually a Gnome. Me and my friends played. We were all
that
a group of gnomes. We were all a group of gnomes, and we all spoke gnome, and we ran around and talked in gnomish just to piss people off. Back when
so
being
cute.
A dick was fun and allowed and WoW.
I will say this: are you gonna say how you were like the top warlock on your server?
Well, it's not necessarily top warlock. I was in the top 10 for PvP on my server. I was in one of the top guilds before I ended up quitting and whatnot. But that was a long time ago.
back in my day.
I mean, he's like, you make that joke, but that's really how it feels when you go back and play World of Warcraft with people who...
I mean, this was 2005 to me.
Yeah,
that's
like people who only know...
7 or 12 years ago.
Yeah, people who only know the real expansions. I'm like, you don't know what it's like to do the Warlock Dreadsteed quest. Like, you don't know how sure. that... How
you
terrible
get
that
to help
is.
You.
Yeah.
40-man so, raids.
It's really, that's really how it is. Really
40 man raids.
All I remember was when the pandas came out, my cousin was like, come back and play, because I've made it abundantly clear that I love cute things, and if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see Matt tagging me in nothing but cute things.
The pandas are really cool, actually.
But yeah, then I was like, I don't want to play a freaking panda. I don't like this, and I didn't come back.
The pandas are pretty cute. I'm not gonna
lie. They're really cute. Also, the Hearthstone card, Cho.
Yeah.
The Cho card.
Yeah, you can meet him in the game.
No, all I know is I remember watching this video where somebody got to 100 as the panda by just running around on the starter island by mining and picking flowers, and I was like, aw, that's a panda.
Yeah, that guy has a lot of time on his hands. For me, I played World of Warcraft at launch, but before I played World of Warcraft, I actually played the games that it's based off of. So, we'll talk about this in the brief history, but World of Warcraft itself is actually based off a real-time strategy game, or RTS, as we'll refer to for the rest of the podcast, called Warcraft. And that's how I first experienced, like, this world of Warcraft, was through that game. And I just really liked it, because it was, like, fantasy, like, orcs and humans and trolls and all this stuff, and I really, really liked it. So, after all of, like, the downfall of basically Star Wars Galaxies, where they changed everything and the game just kind of like sucked after that, my uncle, my aunt, and you know, their one of their great good friends all transitioned to World of Warcraft, and I was fortunate enough to transition with them. So I played through vanilla, I played Burning Crusade, I played Wrath of the Lich King, basically all with like the same people for legitimate years. Played Cataclysm a little bit, but I'd started college by that time, so I kind of stopped playing. And then I picked it back up again 2 expansions later, basically, with Warlords of Draenor, when Matt said, hey, I play World of Warcraft. And I was like, hey, me too. Let's go play again. And then I played a little bit then, and then picked it back up for Legion. So I played on and off for basically since the game's been around. So
I just
it's been
meet
a long
who,
time.
I just want to meet who comes up with these names, because they're awesome.
Yeah.
But then I also feel like they may just be like, we're going to take a bag full of letters, shuffle them, and throw them there, and we'll insert some vowels if we have to.
Yeah, and since I've played, what were you saying, Matt?
I'll say, because, yeah, basically with you going to college was basically what happened to me, but obviously I'm older,
at
so.
At different
yeah,
points,
so
yeah.
That's why, that was one of the reasons why I quit playing as well.
Yeah.
And other stuff.
And for my class, I played, so I've been playing the game for so long that I've kind of like bounced around between classes. It kind of usually what happens with people who've played for a long time.
Stay loyal.
I mean, I've been playing longer than you, so I have an excuse. I played Warlock primarily. That's been my main class since like the beginning of me playing the game, and I was a human Warlock. Whenever I play these types of games, I usually make my first character. Look, I make my first character like me as much as possible. That's how I play all of these games. My second character is usually a girl. Just by virtue of, like, it's like a role-playing game. You can do whatever you want. But my
never
first character,
human in any
my first character is always human. So I wanted to make like me as much as I can, so I can model that. But through the years, I've made warrior tanks. I've played Death Knight tanks / PvP Death Knights. I think my most recent, while I was playing Legion before my year got really busy a couple months ago, was I was playing a Shaman Healer. So I've bounced around a little bit between, and my favorite expansion is definitely Burning Crusade, because it was when I was like the most active and it was the most fun I had playing the game, was definitely Burning Crusade with like Wrath of the Lich King, which is like the second expansion, being a very, very close second.
Never played a human if I don't have to.
Oh, I like it, man.
I refuse to play humans. And what makes me mad, and a lot, I think, believe in WoW and a lot of other games, humans usually always have the best starting stats.
It's debatable in World of Warcraft. I mean, I guess for like when you play PvP, like their racial is probably like the best for PvP, because you basically get like a free trinket, like get out of spells for free, basically, kind of thing. So I can see that for sure. But they balance it out a lot over the years.
Yeah.
So we'll go real quick into a brief history. Just like kind of talking a little bit about what I talked about before, about how this MMORPG, this massively multiplayer online role-playing game, is based off like another game. And then we'll talk about some of the expansions, kind of some of like the base tenets of the game. And then we'll get into some about why those. And hopefully I can persuade Matt and Kate to come play World of Warcraft with me.
We just bought Final Fantasy.
You already have World of Warcraft. You just said you did, so you know there's no buying it. You said you just played through vanilla.
I don't have it anymore.
You don't
That's
lose
lost.
It. You don't lose it. You don't lose your account.
Oh, no. I lost my Blizzard account.
Hey, Blizzard support is amazing, and we'll recover your account.
No, she's already
for
lost like four accounts. My account, I actually donated to somebody, my first one, and then they apparently got me banned somehow because I remember receiving emails a few years later going, "Your account has been banned."
I'm not gonna lie. I know that like the World of Warcraft community, once you're in it, is like super vast and super awesome. But personally, the people that I've met who play WoW and you don't. I mean, I guess it's like it with any fandom, like, oh, you don't know this. They just kind of really put me off. I mean, like, obviously, like, my family doesn't because there's, like, a different dynamic there. But, like, the people that I've talked with in other, like, in others, like, oh, yeah, I really like RPGs and this. Well, do you play this? Have you done it through these things? And I'm like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Which, I mean, it's going to happen with anything, so it's not just a WoW thing. It's just, it's hard for me to go into something, which is why I'm really happy that, like, Matt and I game together, because, like, I already have somebody to play with. I know we have you to play with, Adrian.
I was about to say, like, we have who would heal y'all in Neverwinter, and who would, you know,
listen to me
change their class
I was dying.
So you could tank kind of stuff in Elder Scrolls Online, if not for me. Yeah.
That was your fault.
I made that sacrifice for the podcast and for the team. So for the brief history. So World of Warcraft, commonly known as WoW, and probably what I'll describe it as for the rest of the podcast, is a subscription-based, meaning you pay monthly to play the game. They've done things where you could like buy subscriptions with gold now, which isn't too massively hard because gold is pretty easy to get in the game now. So there are plenty of people who don't pay to play the game anymore. So it's a subscription-based, massively multiplayer online role-playing game, or MMORPG, or just commonly referred as MMOs, just kind of in general. And like I said before, it's based off the RTS, or the real-time strategy game series, Warcraft. Matt, I know you're a big RTS guy. Did you ever play Warcraft at all?
No, during this time I was playing StarCraft, which was way over Warcraft.
I don't mean that's debatable. I mean, I guess it depends on like what you want out of your RTS. Like, I love
the
story.
How big StarCraft 1 was?
No, I understand. Like, I went to BlizzCon. Like, I understand. I'm just saying, like, it's a different RTS. Like, StarCraft is more about, like, the real-time strategy, while Warcraft is more about, like, the story and, like, the characters and stuff, which if you've listened to the podcast, which I love. I love story. I love character development. So it's definitely different.
StarCraft
kinds of RTSs.
1 might be one of the best games ever made of all time. What has StarCraft done for like either esports or just even game genres or even real time strategies?
Okay,
since
we can
then
do a StarCraft episode.
Was just huge.
That's accurate. Yeah.
Yeah, that is really accurate.
I remember like for the longest time, like before StarCraft 2, like you don't have to play any of this, but like StarCraft 2, before StarCraft 2 even came out, like officially, they were already having like StarCraft 2 tournaments like at BlizzCon already.
What?
Yeah.
Like years, like legitimate like 5-6 years before the game even came out.
StarCraft 2 was like one of the most anticipated, it was like almost like 6 or 7 years before it actually released when people were like getting hyped.
I guess like one of the things that I'd ask Adrian just to kind of like clarify for the listeners too, like what separates an MMORPG from a regular RPG?
Just people?
Stand for multi or massively multiplayer online.
I was literally
unpack it.
Yeah, to unpack it. Think of like games like Fable or like the original Final Fantasy games. Like those are traditional RPGs where it's just you and you're going through the world and your choices matter in your own little game. But the massively multiplayer online portion of that kind of like incorporates those aspects, but everybody else kind of like has a say. And there's different variations on MMORPGs. You have like the Guild Wars aspects, you have the EverQuest aspects, you have even into like the Star Wars, the Old Republic, where like everyone's decision matters and things like that. But just really having more people around you to make decisions based like on the game and having to interact with people.
And then it even breaks down into what type of like MMORPG are you playing. Like ESO obviously plays way different than your traditional, like, yeah. Final Fantasy and even WoW. Like, WoW and Final Fantasy are more comparable than actually either one of those are to, like, ESO.
Yeah. No, I yeah, because that was something that I'm finding, because I've always loved RPGs, but for some reason I thought it would be the opposite. As I'm getting older, I'm actually craving to be in community play a lot more than I was when I was younger playing video games. And that was something that's like, that's why we're playing Final Fantasy right now, and that's why I want to play like PUBG or I guess like H1Z1 and stuff like that. Like, I want to play stuff where I have team-based play. And then obviously, like, when we started hanging out and stuff, like having like a three-person group going into something, like we only had to find one other person or two other people. And
try finding 37 other people.
We'll talk about that in like the evolution of the game, but the game has changed a lot. But it originally started with that Warcraft, you know, in 1994, Orcs and Humans, and that's the first one I played because one of my uncles had it. Not the same uncle, like another side of the family that got me into this. He just kind of had it. I was like, oh, this looks cool, and I played it. I was like, this is amazing. Then you had Warcraft 2 come out. Warcraft 2: Tides of Darkness in 1995. Warcraft 3: Reign of Chaos in 2002, and then there was an expansion, which you'll probably know, at least from like the Hearthstone stuff, is Warcraft 3: The Frozen Throne, which is basically exactly like what this new Hearthstone expansion is all about, in 2003. And then a year later, World of Warcraft comes out on the 10th anniversary of Warcraft. And story-wise, it takes place 4 to 5 years after Warcraft, The Frozen Throne. So it basically picks up right after that game. And what it essentially does is, like, exactly what it names is, it puts you into the world of Warcraft.
Thank you for that information.
And over the years, like, it's expanded, it's grown, but the basis of it is it originally starts with you being in Azeroth, which, like, it's this fantasy world with orcs and dwarves and trolls and gnomes and dragons and zombies and basically like any fantasy element you can think of. Like, the easiest way I can attest it to
and pandas.
The easiest way I can attest it to is like kind of like a Lord of the Rings-esque kind of world where there's different factions and they all have, based on like the factions like they're with, kind of like different races and things like that.
Because obviously there are no like orcs that fight for there's no orc in the Fellowship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's kind of traditional in when it has like the two faction MMO aspects of it. So you have the alliance with the humans, the night elves, the gnomes, the dwarves, the Draenei, the Worgen, which are basically werewolves, and the Pandarian. And then
all the last three are new.
Yeah.
I guess what were the original races for that?
So the original races were the humans, the night elves, the gnomes, and the dwarves were the originals. And then for the horde, the originals were the orcs, the undead, the tauren, which are like big, like minotaur kind of people.
I remember those.
And then the trolls. And then later on in expansions, you had the goblins, the blood elves, and the Pandarians. You might have noticed I said Pandarians twice because, like Kate mentioned before, Pandarians kind of get to choose which faction they want to be in after they finish their loading zone. And this one guy just like farmed professions all the way to like the max level without picking a faction. So he was basically like a neutral max level character, and that's never been done before.
True neutral.
Takes, a lot of time to do.
A lot of unnecessary time.
I think I will also say I know exactly the time period that I played.
Okay.
When I stopped playing right when Blood Elves were introduced because I made a Blood Elf character.
Yeah, that's
so that was legit, my time period.
Yeah, that was like legitimately like Burning Crusade, the first expansion. Okay. So
yeah, because I played for 3 months.
2004 to 2000 time span is like where you were at.
Okay, yeah, because I played like 3 months, and then I know at the end of that 3 months, because I bought like a 3 month card or something like that.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, like my mom refused to pay for anything.
Hey, I remember those days. So and then it has multiple server types. So
there's only one server type.
This is a whole nother argument. We're not going to go through it, but
you can at me all you want. There's only one server type, and I do not acknowledge any other server type.
What is that server type?
PvP.
Okay.
We're still going to mention the other ones, man. So yeah, player versus environment, which is essentially just what the name entails, is you playing against the environment. You don't have to worry about people like ganking you, which is like basically killing you for like no reason and things like that. You have player versus player, which has all of the PvP PvE, the player versus environment aspects in it, but people can randomly come kill you basically anytime they want.
Welcome to the real world.
I would also like to point out that when we were playing Swatter, or Star Wars The Old Republic, we started on a PvE server, and Matt would just glare at me anytime he came across somebody who wasn't a Jedi, because he was like, I just want to mess up their day. I just want to kill them. And I was like, damn it, Matt.
I'm not going to talk about this, because I have just really repressed memories of being on a PvP and getting ganked over and over again.
You take your beatings when you're level 30, and then when you got max level, you gave out a lot of beatings.
It's a
symbol of life.
The symbol of life is growing up.
So you also have role-playing servers, or RP, and those are this kind of servers where people take the MMORPG aspects like to the full extent, like they actually put themselves into their characters and they interact with themselves as their actual characters. I've played on one time and I was like, this is cool, but not for me.
Yeah.
So on Twitch, I actually like watching people RP, and I think depending on the person, it's actually very entertaining, but I could totally never play on one of those.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, I could play on one of those. I would have so much fun playing on one of those, and I think like the two big streamers that we watch all the time, they play on like RP. One of them just has only been playing on RP Grand Theft Auto, but the other one has been doing a lot of fantasy games as RP. DJ Tech Live, go check him out, he's awesome.
So,
but it's just it's like, I don't know how, like I would love to do it, but I can definitely see that like staying in that character would be really freaking hard. What?
I had a thought and then I forgot it. Hold on.
So you also have role-playing player versus player servers, which is basically, you know, the same thing as PvP servers, but instead of people not being themselves, you just put them in the role-playing aspect. So it's like the mixture of the first two with role-playing. So lots of variations on the way you can play this game, and there's no, like, one set track on how you should play this game.
Are you telling me that you couldn't play that, Matt? That you wouldn't totally roleplay a character while you're going around ruining people's days?
In this day and age, playing PvP servers is a joke compared to what it used to be.
Back in my day.
You have no idea, like, what people whine and cry about these days on PvP servers, and like, oh my gosh, somebody killed me. I can't stand those people. I just want to kill them more and ruin their days. Like, it is a totally different world. They basically make PvP almost non-existent. They also make a lot of times what they do. Obviously, this game is great because it's open world. They've almost killed a lot of open world PvP in a lot of games because of people whining. Because
they make safe zones?
No, they just won't even have it at all. So the only way you can play is to go into, like, quote,
yeah,
unquote,
think about Elder Scrolls Online. Like, you see someone from the Alder Dominion. So, you're in a guild with them. You're not trying to, like, murder them.
So,
on a daily
basically,
basis.
Actually, Elder Scrolls Online was supposed to have a type of system like that.
But
then
you
people.
You had the Skyrim players.
You had the PvE people who whined and cried about it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, I do not
yeah.
like PvE.
Matt does not here. Like PvE in any game, in any shape or form, as that the
I
only
love
way
PvE
to play
content, and
but
I like
the only way to play the game. Like, you can't kill anybody. Matt does not like that. He wants to be able to kill people if he wants to kill people.
Well,
if you're
going to
divide games into factions and have these whole, like, rivalries.
I agree with you. I agree. I don't play on PvE servers.
I have a question.
I agree.
Yes.
Then why did we quit playing Ark after we got raided?
Because an arc, you need to have a lot of people to be able to survive.
Because it was me, Matt, and Asa defending our place.
No, I'm talking about when we started playing again. Because after you all started playing, Matt and I built up a base for like 4 months.
And arc requires a lot more thing. PvE, especially back in the day with Warlocks or OP, I could kill like 6 people. And then especially when you do actual RP, where basically if somebody's 2 levels behind and depending on the class... You could kill like 10 people, depending on their levels.
Yeah, because I played Warlock back then. I have a video on YouTube of me just wrecking people.
Yeah,
on PvP.
It was so
can
much
fun.
Can
we put
fun.
That in the show notes, Kate?
Yeah, we can.
That is so
oh,
much
I'm
fun.
We can
that
totally
up.
Put that in
I'm
there.
If
you look
that in the
up
show
Vanilla
notes,
Warlock videos,
yeah,
they are awesome.
Broken.
It was so much fun.
I'll show you after we're done recording here. But yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying. So the game's been around for a long time. And there's been multiple expansions. So the Burning Crusade was the first expansion in 2007, so about 3 years after Vanilla WoW came out. Then you had Wrath of the Lich King in 2008, which is basically the extended story after the Frozen Throne, so with Arthas and all that good stuff. You had probably like the biggest event, I would say, in World of Warcraft is Cataclysm in 2010.
I actually know what that is.
Yeah, because it's basically like reshaped entire cities. It reshaped like the entire like world dynamic with it. And we'll talk about it a little bit later on. And
yeah, I was going to ask that question. I was like, the only reason I know why is because people were like, did you play pre or post Cataclysm?
Yeah, basically because it's the game then and the game after is completely different. And we'll talk about that a little bit in the But Why Those, because I think it's an important part of the game that how it's evolved from 2004 to now is really, really great. You have Mists of Pandaria, which is Introductions of the Pandas, if you couldn't tell by the name, in 2012. Then you have Warlords of Draenor in 2014, and then this latest expansion that came out last year, Legion, in 2016. There is a convention for Blizzard. I guess I haven't really mentioned it, but the people that make this game are Blizzard. They make... Now, they're super, super popular compared to where they were back in 2004, so they make games like StarCraft, Hearthstone, Heroes of the Storm, and World of Warcraft, Diablo.
Yeah, they've pretty much extended to like all game types.
Yeah, basically every game type they're in now because and Overwatch. How did I have
FPS?
Yeah, they are everywhere now, and they have a big convention called BlizzCon in Anaheim, California, every single year. They started that about a year after Vanilla WoW came out in 2005 with about 8,000 people. Since 2010, they average about 25,000 to 26,000 people, basically just in like that small Anaheim Convention Center. I've been there twice back, way back in my day.
When you were abandoning your aunt in the ocean with sharks.
Yeah, if you guys heard that story during our Shark episode, that's where that happened.
You do that a lot in a while. You abandon a lot of people.
Yeah, so, and that was like, till this day, I've been to a lot of conventions over the years. It's still my favorite convention just because how immersive BlizzCon is because of all of the games it has. It's really, really great. I mean, I haven't been back there since maybe 2000.
Probably
like it must be amazing. It's something that I wish Stefania I can go back to because little known fact, Stefania actually played World of Warcraft and I was like, yeah, I'm a wifeless girl. After I found that out because she was like a max level Blood Elf Paladin, I was like, hey, what up, girl?
And now you're wifing this girl.
Yeah, now I'm wifing this girl and I'm hoping that she'll play World of Warcraft with me when I get back home.
We play Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, World of Warcraft is so much better.
The characters are prettier.
Hey, Blood Elves? Prime. But anyway, it's still my favorite convention just because of the community aspect of it. Like, the costume contest there is better than any costume contest I've ever experienced. Like, the ability to go play stuff and not wait in a tremendous amount of lines. It's only 25 to 26,000 people, which, like, isn't now, like, these days isn't a lot of people.
Yeah, I think RTX was 65,000.
Yeah, so like these days, like it's not a lot of people, but so you get to go do stuff that you want to do. Well, and there's always a concert at the end of it, so I got to see like Ozzy Osbourne like live. But it was the
best.
But it was a great, great convention. And if you love anything Blizzard, you should definitely look to go to it because it's a great, great convention.
Well, that's something that I'd be really interested to know too, because like at least from like my experience, like your personality type kind of brings you towards different play styles, and so those different play styles fit in certain gaming types that may not fit in other ones. Like personally, I suck at FPS. It's a community that is completely different than MOBAs. It's a community that's completely different than MMORPGs, and the fact that now Blizzard is in MOBAs, card games, MMO, like they're everywhere. That's a whole like their community is now a whole bunch of different types of personalities, because you go from doing a solo game in Hearthstone to going to a team-based game in, you know, in Overwatch or Heroes of the Storm. Like, that type of play is completely different. And so, like, I would really be interested to, like, see, like, to go back to, like, for you to go back to BlizzCon.
Yeah,
go back to BlizzCon now.
I legitimately do want to go, because when I went, the last time I went, we were beta testing Diablo 3, and they had Diablo 3, StarCraft 2, and World of Warcraft was like the only things that they really had.
Yeah.
Now, like you said, they have Heroes of the Storm, Overwatch, and Hearthstone, all like in that same thing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cosplay.
Hey, and you don't have to guess if it's from League of Legends or Overwatch.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
It's going to be Overwatch.
Yeah, exactly. I think the last thing to mention is that World of Warcraft finally got its movie made after, you know, I told you, like, the last BlizzCon I went to was, like, 2010, was, like, last BlizzCon I went to. They said that they were making a movie then. It took them 6 years for them to actually release and make the Warcraft movie.
I think you just described every video game movie, though.
Yeah, and it took him forever to get it made. And I personally loved it. People in China loved it. We probably won't get a second one, unfortunately, because y'all didn't go see it. But,
we didn't.
But it was great if you liked the Warcraft lore and stuff like that. And it was a pretty movie, and the orcs in it were awesome. So I have to mention that. Go watch a Warcraft movie. Go buy it on
DVD. Why did the people in China liking it matter so much?
Because they are, like, next to America. Like, they're the biggest
consumers
of movies.
Yeah, well, so, I guess I was wondering because you're like, I liked it. The people in China liked it.
Well, no, because so
they,
actually...
Because they showed up in droves to watch the movie.
But, like, on top of that, too, so the Chinese movie market really dictates what America does. So America will change out certain components to movies that were written differently if China doesn't want that to be played in their theaters. Because China does make up a huge component of the money that gets put into the movie, like, revenue wise. A lot of big producers and companies want to do stuff to appeal to China, because they're a really big consumer of movies, probably more so than the U.S. just population density wise. So that's why China's important.
And they really love World of Warcraft.
Yes.
So there's a reason why we mentioned Chinese farmers and why they have, like, a Chinese New Year event. Chinese New Year event every single year.
It's so much fun, though.
Yeah.
Chinese farmers.
So, all right. So let's get into some about why those.
Wait, do you want to explain what a farmer really is real quick, just in case somebody's
listening?
It's
literally a person whose job is to farm materials or farm in-game currency so some other person can buy it for actual money. And so, it's completely illegal in the World of Warcraft market and in most markets in MMORPGs.
Have you ever bought gold?
I have never personally bought gold. Never in my life have I ever
you?
Bought gold.
That face tells me you have.
Oh, I totally bought gold.
I have never bought gold.
When I played, it was hard to get gold. They didn't just hand that shit out like candy.
Yeah, this is also accurate.
It was hard.
I remember in my birthday, my aunt and uncle gave me 100 gold for my birthday in Vanilla WoW. And I was like, oh, snap.
It was hard.
Holy.
I bought 100 gold. I couldn't buy anything.
100 gold
thing.
Now, like, you'll get that, like, in a quest
now.
Yeah,
it's so. Like, the currency, like, when we go to, I guess you put why those and how the game changed, it is ridiculous.
Yeah, how much has changed for sure. Even though World of Warcraft isn't a traditional sandbox game, there's nothing that says that you have to play in-game raids. There's nothing that says that you have to do, you know, XYZ. Like, you can really do whatever you want and no one's really going to judge you for it.
The only thing you will miss out on, probably gear.
Yeah, gear, but if you don't care about gear, like, if you just want to do other stuff, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So, if you want to do player versus environment, like the PvP, PvE aspect, there's so much things you can do, and it varies depending on, like, how dedicated you are to the game. So, 5-man instances themselves have changed a lot throughout the day. So, like, when Vanilla WoW first came out, 5-man instances gave you one mode, and basically the only way that you can really challenge yourself in the 5-man instances was doing, like, timed runs, and who could do this instance...
Speed run?
Yeah, yes. Basically, like, who can do this instance the fastest to get, like, special loot at the end. They've really changed it to have varying difficulties. So you have regular, heroic, challenge mode with, like, increased boss health, like, less time to do things and things like that. And then you also have one of my favorite things that they've implemented, because I've played the game for so long, is these time-walking dungeons where even if you're in Legion throughout the year, they'll come out with, like, all right, this weekend is Burning Crusade time-walking dungeons. So you get to queue up for or participate in those dungeons from Burning Crusade at, like, a... higher level difficulty. So you get to actually participate in those Burning Crusade difficulties that you would have never been able to play if you never played before.
That's really cool.
So those are really great. You have plenty of world bosses. World bosses now aren't as popular as they used to be.
No.
Like, way back in the day, like, world bosses were an actual thing. And, you know, 40-man raids would go kill world bosses of people who just randomly pop out. Burning Crusade, there was a world boss, like, literally in the first zone he popped out in. There's this thing called the Fel Reaver, and those of you guys who played World of Warcraft back in the day, like, y'all know what a Fel Reaver is. And you would just be walking, and this big, giant robot machine thing would just come smack you in the face. And that
Why
was like,
do I feel like that would happen to me all the time? Because I have the worst freaking luck in games.
10 out of 10 would, because it comes out of nowhere, and you have no idea what it is.
And I have totally bad situational awareness. Another reason why I'm a tank.
And then you have kind of like the more popular and kind of what I loved about World of Warcraft was the raids. And this, just like Dungeons, has had various modes throughout the years in varying numbers of people who can participate in those raids. So now it goes from Raid Finder, which is basically like a super easy version of the raid, which gives casual players an ability to participate in the raids, but they aren't very hard. And then you have Normal, which would just be, you know, the normal difficulty, Heroic, and Mythic. Mythic is super cool because, like, it's the hard difficulty, and you get to watch, especially on streams, like, all of these top guilds race for the first kill of those dungeon, of those raids, and it is actually really, really cool,
really cool
to watch, like, EU race against, like, NA, or, like, the top EU guilds race against, like, the Russian guilds, and stuff like that. So it's really, really cool to watch that at the very, very top levels of the game. You have, and Matt mentioned earlier that there used to be 40-person raids. Like, that was hard.
You had to require, I mean, it took a lot of classes. You had to have the right amount of classes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some raids, like I said, you needed 6 warlocks or 7 warlocks because you all had to banish somebody at the exact same time and everybody had their own target. And if one person messed up, you died.
I'm not going to lie, I thought Trials was hard.
Oh, no.
No. I'm just like, that just sounds worse.
This is harder than Trials, like 10 out of 10.
And some of this stuff took like hours.
Yeah, and you know, the whole reason why the Leroy Jenkins video gets so much steam, like, whether like it was like a parody or like where it was a serious thing, like, that 10-man raid itself, back in the day in vanilla, it took a long time to get through if you didn't have a guild. Like, those dudes were all part of the guild, so it's easier for them to set up times to go raid. Like, I remember sitting in major cities, like,
before
Warlock
Raid Finder,
looking for guild, help me, like, go do this thing. And then for that dude to just go, like, ruin it, it's
a
huge
literally
thing.
Before Raid Finder came, or even, like, Instant Finder or anything, it was hard. You had to communicate and spam chat.
Yeah. All I know is I'm starting to realize why I got kicked from groups sometimes when y'all weren't online.
Oh. Yeah, you would definitely.
Trust me, there's a reason pubs don't mess with you. Yeah.
So now they've shrinked it. Like, you don't have 40-man raids anymore, which is kind of sad, but I guess kind of, like, indicative of, like, the player base now. But now it's, like, 10-mans for raids, 20-mans for mythics, and, like, 25-mans for, like, the other two. So it's a little bit smaller, but still really hard. Like, their instances are still hard. Like,
so what do you mean by, like, their player base now? Like, what from their player base now would make it more, like, wanting a 25-man raid versus the 40-man raid?
I think
what
the,
is it
the I think the
shift?
Biggest thing is just, not, like, necessarily making it more casual, but just being able to, like, make sure that 40 people, or, like, those 10 to 25 people have, like, an experience in it. Because in 40-man raids, you have a lot more leeway in, like, all right, if, like, 10 people die, it's not that bad. If 1 to 2 to 3 people die in, like, 10 to 25-man people raid, it's tough to, like, overcome.
See, when you're
that
DPS,
obstacle.
You can AFK in a 40-man raid. You'll take a piss or something, and nobody notices.
Yeah.
They might notice when they put the charts up there and people yell at you and they're wondering what you're doing.
You do that when we're doing a dungeon.
Well, I know, but I've gotten away with it.
Yeah, and just...
But they don't have charts in those games. We actually have charts and meters.
Yeah, and the great thing about the raids itself, so there have been, you know, we're on Legion. Like, this is years, over 10 years past the original expansion. They'll have, like, kind of like the same thing for, like, the time-walking dungeons. They'll have, like, different events to go back and do, like, the original vanilla raids at, like, a scaled difficulty, so you kind of get to experience it sometimes as well. On the same vein of PvE, you have achievement hunters. Everyone knows what achievements are if you play any kind of video game ever.
But for those who don't,
so you do special things and you get
a gold star.
Yes,
basically, like, that's like these ways. And World of Warcraft has an obscene amount of achievements to go do.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Fall 50 feet and live, or like do X, Y, and Z. And there's lots of people who legitimately want to do all of these achievements, whether it be like do 7,500 quests. Like, they'll go through and do those, and that's not like no one's gonna judge you for that. Like, the guy who leveled from 1 to like 110.
He's a hero.
Like, that's insane. Like, and he did that just to do it. Another thing, holiday events, we'll talk about a little bit later.
Those are fun. That's probably one of the main things that I love about MMOs and WoW, and why ESO finally had to start doing them.
Reoccurring events of World of Warcraft are, like, one of my favorite
festivals.
Parts. The festivals of the game. We'll talk about it a little bit later on, and, like, just, like, the diversity in the game. And then for player versus player, you have a couple different options for that. If you want to do, if you want to PvP, if you want to go to like low level zones and just kill people all day, there's world PvP for that. There's entire like zones in World of Warcraft that are meant for world PvP. You have arenas, which are essentially just deathmatch, which 2v2s, 3v3s, 5v5 arenas, which are super popular in like the BlizzCon events. And you also have battlegrounds.
Is that where like the esports part comes in?
Yeah, like, somewhat. Yeah, arenas are, for World of Warcraft, arenas are, like, basically, like, the esport for it, because every year at BlizzCon, there's, like, 5v5 tournaments, and, like, 3v3 tournaments, and things like that, and that's, like, a big thing for them. Battlegrounds, I'll put, like, with an asterisk, because there are, like, rated battlegrounds now, like, where you can get, like, you know, serious battlegrounds, but battlegrounds have taken, like, a huge hit. Like, I remember back in my day, like, battlegrounds, like, were much more important than they are now.
Yeah, they were definitely... Well, because I don't know how much it matters as well, but I know for, at least for Vanilla moving forward, they had sets of PvP gear that were designed for that. So you, even if you didn't have a guild, or you didn't have a top guild to run a lot of the raids, you could make up all your gear by just doing PvP, which you could technically do solo. In Battlegrounds, when you get in a lot of people, you could definitely... It's all about... It's not like you don't need, like, three people and be on a team or arena thing. You could make it up by just... There's 40 people together. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking more... Because, like, the biggest battleground and one of my favorite battlegrounds ever... And what a battleground essentially is just, like, capture the flag. Or, like, base race, you know, go kill, like, this person. Or, like, capture the point. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And back in like, Vanilla WoW... The biggest one was Arathi Basin.
So much fun.
Or Alteric Valley Arathi Basin is fun too, but Alteric Valley was my favorite one because it would put 40, like legitimate 40 people against each, in each faction against each other, and those things would take hours.
Yep.
Hours. Like you could play for 4 hours in one match in Battlegrounds, go do something else, come back into that same one, and they would still be fighting. Because it took a lot of like PvP elements, it took a lot of PvE elements into it to make it great. But now, you know, those games last like less than 30 minutes now. So they've changed a lot in the battlegrounds.
Yeah, they've done a lot of like, aren't they? Some, at least from the ones when I came back and played, they end up being racing and they don't even like. Yeah, they'll do a lot of like more, skipping the PvP. Yeah, if they can, they'll avoid all PvP. Yeah, and it turns into like a bunch of race.
Yeah.
Base race. We talked about PvP aspects, PvE aspects, but there's also like. Miscellaneous like roles, specifically like role players, and their entire server is based on that's how you play the game. People like Matt who love making gold and love playing the auction house and love playing like the economy game of World of Warcraft.
So much fun.
Are like huge people, it's who like huge, farm mats.
So I'm still surprised you didn't get a finance degree.
I owned an entire market of iron bars at one time, and then
there's literally so when me and Matt became good friends and we were playing World Wars of Draenor together, he was always like. I sold, you know, these insignificant things for like this much, and I was like, "That's cool, man." Because I don't care about gold when I play these games. Like, at all.
I literally,
but
only
Matt
care.
Is all about it, and that's definitely the kind of player Matt is. And World of Warcraft lets him be that player and doesn't give him a hard time about it.
I literally only care about it because I will like it freaking happened like 2 days into Final Fantasy. Kay, how much gold do you have? Well, I have 9,000. Well, I have 11. And I'm like, okay, well, now all I'm going to do is focus on making gold now. Thanks, Matt.
She wasn't that close. I had double the amount of money.
And then you also have the ability to go run old content. So even if you don't do, like, the Time Walker things where you go back and run it, you can go back and... There are people in this game, and this is one of, like, the things I hate most about World of Warcraft, is that there used to be private servers where they basically, like, relived Vanilla WoW. And you could only, like, level up to 60, and then you would go do all that stuff. Like, that's not a thing anymore, because Blizzard really cracked down on it.
That sounds cool, though.
But there are still people who, like, try, like, super hard not to, like, level up so they can go do old-school content. There's fashion crafters, because World of Warcraft, which you would absolutely love. Like, I can totally see you going back to do old content.
That was a pretty cool aspect.
Yeah, because they did, like, transmogrification. Where you can, like, make your gear look
no,
like other
I
stuff.
No, I remember that. I got excited because I remember that.
I know you, Kate. I played video games with you for a long time.
My favorite thing in games is personalizing my character as much as I can.
Yeah, and the reason why people go back and run old school content is so they can go get their gear.
Yeah.
And they can, like, make themselves look like old characters and stuff. And there's people who are just entirely dedicated to, like, making their characters, like, look pretty. There's, like... lots and lots of different professions, like secondary professions, like fishing.
Max Fisherman.
Yeah, like Max Fisherman, like Max, you know.
I was a Max Cook as well.
Like cooking. And
just to get into more insight to what type of player Matt is, the happiest day I've seen him this past 2 weeks has been, oh my God, Kay, I can fish in Final Fantasy.
Yeah, so like if you just want to be a Max Fisherman and just sell your fish all day, y'all can do that.
You should do that as well.
I was like, why do I see you doing that?
Yeah.
So lots of ways to play the game. And I think a lot of this comes with, because you weren't able to do all of this stuff before. Back in me and Matt's day when we used to play the game and back in vanilla. I think it goes a lot to, this game has evolved, and I think a lot of games don't evolve enough.
Yeah.
A lot of games are the same, and if they do change, they do it too drastically, you know, RIP Star Wars Galaxies, where they just do it in a way that's not progressive enough, and people hate the game. So vanilla WoW is not the same as Legion WoW. And some people might say like it's a bad thing, some people think it's a worse thing. I think Legion is much more relevant to like vanilla WoW than say like Warlords of Draenor was, because I didn't like Warlords of Draenor mainly because can tell they were like running out of like content and they kind of like rehashed old stuff. Yeah. Legion kind of brings back the old stuff but does it in a way that's exciting and that's fun.
Seems like Farmville.
Yeah, yeah. Warlords of Draenor was super Farmville, like where you, so I don't know if you got high enough to like experience this, but the majority of World of Warcraft has like major cities. So for the Horde, it was like Orgrimmar.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then for the Alliance, it was like Ironforge, and that's where like where everybody would go. Everybody's in those areas. In World of Draenor, you basically just kind of like hung out in your own like base, basically. Back to that in Legion, they kind of like eliminated like your own Farmville thing, which was like the main reason why I stopped playing Warlords of Draenor, you know, basically. Because, you know, Vanilla WoW had your major cities. In Burning Crusade, you had Shattrath, was like everybody was there. Horde Alliance, you were both there. Wrath of the Lich King had Dalaran. Mists of Pandaria, I didn't play Mists of Pandaria, so I'm not really sure what they had because I was kind of in college by that point. But Cataclysm had basically the main cities again. Worlds of Draenor just like
probably
kind
shouldn't
of
hit the table.
Yeah, it picks it up.
I get in trouble all the time for that.
And then Warlords of Draenor just kind of like took away like the immersion, but Legion has done a really great job, at least in my opinion, of kind of bringing that back to, you know, hey, go interact with people.
Yeah.
Like this is it.
Yeah, because that's about when I started playing. There was like nobody around. Yeah. Everything was dead. I went to like these major cities. I went to try to see cool things that I had not experienced in some of the old content. I saw these new zones, and there was just nobody. It was just dead.
And it was something that I thought was really weird when I was younger and I was playing this. But now, like, yesterday I had to go pick up my crafting quest. And Matt literally just sat next to me doing nothing while I was picking up my crafting quest. There is a bonding that happens even if you're not interacting in-game when you're playing with somebody who's still in that same area. So I could see that if it missed that, like, at least me now that I actually appreciate this type of immersion communication and like communal like gathering type aspect, I could definitely see myself going back to playing it in the Farmville style like you all did and be like, well,
no, because I can totally understand like why Matt stopped playing in World of Draenor, because it's the exact same reason why I stopped playing. But having played Legion and having played since vanilla, it kind of like you're kind of back to the roots, and it's kind of fun to play it again. Because you still have interactions with people. I think Matt mentioned earlier that questing is a lot easier. That's very true. I mean,
like, you can't argue that.
No, of course. Like, they've lowered like the level of the amount of XP you need to get to like 1 to like 70.
Yep.
I think or like 1 to 6 or something like that. Just because like it's like 110 levels. Like that's a lot of levels.
I mean, I know it's because of the higher leveling, because they keep increasing the cap, why they make leveling between. But I guess those middle levels were always like where you kind of learn your character and you kind of knew what you're going to do. But then again, we haven't discussed it, what they've done with the actual building of your character that's changed so much.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at the end because I think that's the biggest part of it. But with that being said, like there's no like linear progression in the quest, really. Like you can go quest in one part of the world and really not worry about and like never like step foot in the other part of the world.
Well, that was because it's so much easier. Like before you had to basically go zone to zone to zone, so you got to explore and see all these things. But now, like I said, you can stay in one zone and you pretty much will just from that full level of zones, you skip almost four of the next four zones because you out leveled all those.
Yeah.
And so you miss a lot of just like, I guess we like to explore running through. So.
Is that how a lot of MMORPGs are now? Because I feel like that's how I've been.
At least in my opinion,
and
from the ones I played, it totally like that.
Because even in Final Fantasy, I was playing and like, so I like to complete all the quests in one area before I move on to the next. But because I did that, I was like four levels higher than what I was supposed to be going into the next level.
I think this varies in World of Warcraft because they have implemented stuff like crafting stuff or like things that you could like buy with like in-game currency to make leveling easier for like alts, for those who aren't familiar with alts, like alternative characters, like your main character is the one you play all the time, and then if you're leveling something else, it's called your alt. So you can get like gear that makes your alt level faster. But if you're going like no gear at all, you're probably going to hit a lot more progression than you would if you're like having 10%, 20% increased experience.
Yeah.
So I think you hit more, even if you're playing now as like someone who's like never played before, you're going to hit a lot of the areas because this world is insanely huge now, which is another thing that's expanded. Like this used to have two continents.
Yep.
And that was it. Now you have the main continents, and then you have one up here. Like, you have...
I call you, like, one up here. Like
I know, right? Like they can see me.
I think it's a good time to point out that we're finally recording together.
Yeah, so...
we can see your hands.
So it seems like we're more interactive. That's because we actually get to be, and we're not, you know, 600 miles away from each other. so you have, like, Kalimdor and, like, the Old Kingdom, and then you have Northrend, and you have Outlands, which is like in another like space thing, and then you have Pandaria. Like, so the world now is huge. So there's if you go 1 to 110, you're seeing a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
and I think that's different compared to like Elder Scrolls Online, like where if you just do one faction, you kind of just see like these one areas. Like before they did like where you could go do whatever.
Yeah,
you want.
Well, I mean, even before it was nice because when they did the whole new thing with the one Tamriel, they basically screwed the entire story play of all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that too. Like, if you do go at least like in somewhat like semblance, especially if you do like the expansion quest, you kind of get an idea of like what the story is going on, like what's going on in the story. So it's pretty nice. Even if you don't go, you know, you have to go here. Like, there's usually like two options. Like, after you finish this zone, you can either go here, or you go here.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, whatever zone you think looks prettier, because it doesn't really matter, because you're going to hit a certain level threshold no matter where you go. That's why I like Burning Crusade so much, because there was definitely lots of options.
So is there any level scaling? Or is it all just, this is a level 4 zone, this is all it is?
No, there's no level scaling.
So there is level scaling, which we haven't talked to, at least from what I remember, now in Battlegrounds and PvP. Now scales everything.
When you're leveling, you're not level scaling like how you are in like one Tamriel for Elder Scrolls for reference.
Because I actually enjoy level scaling because it means that I can spend time in these different areas. And
but you're also like a click A.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're talking about.
I'm not in Final Fantasy.
Okay.
I'm reading all of that.
Because I told her I wasn't going to help her that much.
Yes.
<That's
a> Well, that, and it, like, I'm sorry, it's actually an interesting story, and then when I, and not that Elder Scrolls was interesting, but I don't play nearly as much as you guys, and a lot of the click A is so that I can just speed up the process to me leveling, so I can make sure that I can queue for the same stuff. So.
Makes sense.
That's honestly was my process there. That, and I'm impatient, but I also just, I don't like being left out of things.
So we also mentioned, like, the worlds are consistently different, but, like, literally the worlds are different now from vanilla than they are to today, because Cataclysm basically reshaped the entire world. Like, entire major cities are different now because of what happened in the Cataclysm expansion. Basically, like, this dragon came out of the ground and just, like, wrecked everything. So entire cities are different now. Like, if you played now, you'd be like, whoa, this is totally different. Like, this city is not the same as it used to
be. I do honestly think without a dragon coming out of the ground, I would still feel that way.
It's totally different now. Mounts are different. Like, before in the base World of Warcraft, like, you just had ground mounts. Now you have flying mounts.
So that's why people make that distinction, because it's a big break.
Yeah, it's a big break in the game. There's different races, like Matt mentioned at the beginning. Like, what races were the original races? You know, they've added in races over expansions. They've now added in different classes over expansions.
They,
like,
also allow overlapping, I think, either classes or races somewhat.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, they've changed. So before, only certain races could be certain classes, but they kind of, like, switched that around. Like, before, Taurens couldn't be paladins. Now Taurens can be paladins. You have Death Knights now. You have monks now. And you also have demon hunters. So there's definitely lots of expansion inside of the game itself throughout the years. So the game from when you played, and even from when you played in World Wars of Draenor, isn't really the same game, because so much has changed and they've done a really good job of expanding that. I'll mention, like, just really quick, I think World of Warcraft itself, in terms of, like, its large player base, has had, for me, because I know we mentioned multiple times in the podcast, you know, both of us, like, community is a super big part of the game for us. The guild that I played with from Burning Crusade through Wrath of the Lich King were, like, the same people. Like, Blitter, you know, my homie in Canada, the only Canadian that I truly like and love.
Canadians are nice people.
He's the only Canadian that I like. Wolf Metal in Washington. Like, those are dudes, like, I played with basically throughout the entire time I played World of Warcraft, along with my uncle and my aunt and stuff like that. And that's just great, great community. Like, if I go to Canada, I know I have somewhere to stay, even though I haven't talked to Blitter in, you know, 5-6 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the community is great, and the player base is huge. Like, they peaked at 12 million in 2010. Blizzard stopped reporting their max player base in 2015, and they were about 5.5 million, but that's still a lot of people when you think about MMORPGs. I think right now they're probably about, like, the 4 millions or so, I would say, but, you know, without Blizzard saying exactly what their numbers are, I have no idea. I do know that they've, over the span of, you know, what is this, 13 years or so, they've had over 100 million accounts created. You know, some of those might be Chinese gold farmers.
A lot of bots.
Yeah.
Lots of bots.
But I think the majority, the vast majority are going to be actual players, which I think is crazy.
One thing I do want to ask, it probably doesn't fit in here, but so I feel like World of Warcraft itself, thanks to, I mean, it was before South Park, but thanks to South Park, like, World of Warcraft is, like, the touchstone for being consumed by a game.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about in-game references and events next, because that's my next, but why, though, and why I like the game so much. And I guess we'll start with Make Love Not Warcraft, which is, like, the name of that episode.
Yes.
And I love World of Warcraft. I play that game so much. That episode has nothing to do, nothing that happens in that, like, that episode is basically what happens in World of Warcraft. But it's just so good that I can't not like it. Like, one of my favorite cosplays ever is, like, some
The guy with the desk?
The guy with the desk who came out as, like, the fat guy who was killing everybody. Like, that's amazing. I think that kind of, like, puts it as a staple. Like, if South Park makes fun of you or, like, parodies you, you know you've done something
big. You say
big.
It has nothing to do with it, but I feel like if Matt had that weapon, he would also be going around and killing everybody.
But you can't do that. That's not a thing. You can't just go kill people in Goldshire. It's like, he was a human killing other humans. That's just not how the game works.
I know, there was a lot of inaccuracies with the actual game. But the episode itself is
But the episode itself, like, if South Park makes fun of you or South Park references you, like, I think that's a huge staple in, like, pop culture. And the whole reason why we do this podcast is because pop culture is important.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, a huge thing for me. It's still my favorite episode, like, to this day. Like, probably Mom, bathroom! Like, I love that episode. Like, it's amazing.
And the sad part is probably in some cases, especially back in the day when it was technically a lot more time-consuming, probably not that far off. Obviously,
I legitimately put 12, 16-hour days in the World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I've totally done that before.
I'm surprised that you had, like, a high school athlete career with how much you tell me you played World of Warcraft now.
I only got, like, 2 hours of sleep.
No, me and you both. Like, I forgone. So I played varsity football since I was a sophomore. I didn't play a varsity football game because I wanted to go to BlizzCon in 2010.
I mean, I wasn't that bad, but no. I mean, my I think my sophomore year, our team photo, I stayed up all night and I have zero sleep. I'm in the photo with zero sleep because I played all night.
Yeah. Like, if I have a, like, I like, because you can do, like, slash played in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I don't like doing it because my game. I put a lot of time in this game, and I'm taking time off. Like, that's, like, the crazy thing. I still put a lot of time into the game, even though I've taken time off, because whenever I play the game, it was one of the things I was worried about doing notes for this episode. Is like, I love this game, and I have, like, little, you know, crackhead itches to go play it every now and again. I'm probably going to go resubscribe when I get back home to El Paso.
You're going
to
get murdered by your wife.
Yeah, I'll just make her play with you.
Yeah.
She was an 85 Blood Elf Paladin. She'll anyway, so we're talking about like the in-game references and the events. So one of my favorite things about the game is that Blizzard's like super conscious of like what happens in like real world stuff, and the events are relevant to what's going on throughout the year. So Elder Scrolls Online, not to knock Elder Scrolls Online, because I love playing it before, you know, we stopped playing it, obviously. But the events were kind of like just random. So World of Warcraft has events based on, like, what's going on throughout the year. So you have, like, a Valentine's Day event. It's not called Valentine's Day. It's, like, called, like, Love is in the Air. You have a Hollow's End, which is obviously Halloween.
Do they make a lore to match that? Like,
there's all lore.
Yeah, like, there's lore. Like, there's quests. There's, like, specialized, like, dungeons and stuff.
Back to my underrated Lord of the Rings. They always had festivals because those hobbits love to party.
You have like
that. Is that why you eat two breakfasts?
Yes.
You have like Brewfest in October. You have a Day of the Dead one that they've come out with.
Oh,
recently.
Really?
Yes, I thought you would like that.
That's really cool.
That's why I put it in there. Yeah, they recently came out with that. You have they don't call it Christmas, but it's basically like a Christmas event. Like you can go get Santa. Like there's literally a Santa in the main cities. Yep. Like one's dressed like as a dwarf. Like one's dressed like an orc.
Can you sit on their laps?
No, you can go get presents from under the tree though. Like every single day
throughout
the time. They have a New Year event, a Chinese New Year event, in addition to that, they also have, like, anniversary events. Like, every year that you log in, like, during the anniversary, yep. Like, in November, they give you free stuff. What else do they have? They have, like,
That's your birthday was one.
Like, midsummer events. They have a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Basically, all throughout the year. And then just what we mentioned earlier, like, the time-walking dungeons or, like, the world boss events or... Like, the events that, like, let you go back and do the old-school raids and stuff like that, they have those all throughout the year. Get specialized loot, get specialized pets, like, little corgi. Like, I have a little molten corgi who's, like, a lava corgi.
I think he's so cute. No, I know.
Yeah, a little pug. Because if you do pugs, you know, like...
Yeah.
You know, if you pug a whole bunch, they give you a little pug. It's super cute. So you have all that stuff. So there's never, like, really anything... There's always something going on. So if you're an achievement hunter, if you like doing, you know, holiday quests, you have that ability
all
to do
I
it.
Know is everything that we've said here that is addictive. So money, fishing, what is it? Achievement hunting.
No, the reason why I was so worried about doing this episode is because this game is super addictive. Like, I used to legitimately put 12 to 16 hours a day into this game.
Well, I don't even
You have to quit to go to school or you will fail.
Daily basis. This is legitimately why I didn't
I know
play.
People who failed out of school.
No, like, World of Warcraft Edition is, like, a legitimate thing. Like,
it's totally a legitimate thing.
Because this game is so fun.
I mean, as much as it's so much fun. And, I'm sorry, vanilla stuff, when it was actually, like, everything was actually hard, you had to put that time in to do anything.
Back in the day when you're playing Alteric Valley, like, you don't leave battleground. You're just playing. Or, like, you make your mouse make you not go AFK, basically, is, like, what you do.
Yes.
But to keep going, because we're going to, like, me and Matt can talk about this all day, because, you know, back in my day. But another great thing about World of Warcraft is the in-game references. This is something that I love, like, to this day. So there's tons and tons and tons. Like, there's not enough time in our podcast episode to go over all the pop culture references in World of Warcraft. And we're a pop culture podcast, so I think that's important. So
we're what?
A pop culture podcast. I didn't know if you knew this. Well, that's what we are. So, like, in terms of quest names, actual, like, legitimate characters, items, achievements, like, you can find references to Star Wars, Duke Nukem, Finding Nemo, Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, Skyrim, you know, Paula Abdul, Adele.
What?
Tiger Woods has, like, a legitimate area, like, named basically after him. How I Met Your Mother, Game of Thrones, like, literally everything you think of, like, from movies, books, television, video games, all of them have outward references to pop culture. And it could be as simple as, like, doing a quest and, like, seeing a character named, like name switch. Like, there's, like, a, what is it? Harris Pilton, like quest giver.
Oh no, so I'm actually knowing what you're talking about because of the dang Hearthstone cards from it's the Harrison something.
Yeah, Harrison Jones. Yeah, Harrison Jones. Yeah, stuff like that. Like, he's a legitimate character in the game.
By the way, Leroy Jenkins has his own card.
He does, and like they do stuff like that to legitimize not even like celebrities, but just the people who are very prominent in the game. And they even go a step further by doing in-game memorials, which I think is so amazing.
That's probably one of my favorite things that companies do.
It's so amazing. I think celebrities, I think because we are on the anniversary of Robin Williams' death, Robin Williams has like basically two references in the game. Like there's a legitimate genie character in the game from Cancer and things like that. And dedicated...
They do weddings?
Yeah, weddings and dedicated Blizzard employees. So Blizzard is aware of like how big their game is and like how big of like a cultural, pop cultural stamp they have in our society. And they just like actively interact all that stuff in the games. And when you see stuff like that in the game, I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. I didn't think Blizzard would think of that. So it's super, super great in that aspect.
Question that I've been wanting to ask, are you wearing a World of Warcraft shirt?
I am wearing a World of Warcraft shirt specifically for this episode because Warcraft didn't get enough love in the movie theater. So I'm wearing my Warcraft shirt today. And I still have my World of Warcraft shirt from back in like the day when I went to BlizzCon.
Is it that faded black one that...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wear that till I die, until like the dog chews it up or something.
You're going to get home?
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of World of Warcraft in a nutshell. I think Blizzard itself has expanded a whole bunch. Like, we mentioned Hearthstone a bunch. We've mentioned Heroes of the Storm. And Blizzard has done a really good job of, like, taking what they've made in World of Warcraft. Because I would argue that it's, like, their biggest property. As successful as StarCraft is, like...
Oh, yeah.
South Park isn't making episodes about StarCraft. Like, they're making episodes about
World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft came, basically Diablo and StarCraft, as large as they were, have definitely taken a backseat.
Yeah, so then you have Hearthstone, which is basically, like, just a card game based on World of Warcraft, basically. So, like, this newest expansion is just the Frozen Throne. Like, I'm going through and playing the Frozen Throne on, like, the solo adventure, and that's, like, the boss progression in the... Ice Crown Citadel is basically like what you're going through in the solo adventure. So like one of the main raids in that expansion. So like I'm getting like some feels like, oh, I remember like fighting this dude back in the day with my old guild, you know.
Are you getting feels or I'm getting like super itches?
Feels. No, like super feels and itches at the same time. Like I wanna go message all of like my old guild mates and be like, hey, what's up? What's up, Johnny, aka Blitter, our tank. From back in the day, you know, it has a soft spot in my heart, and I wish y'all would stop playing Final Fantasy to come play World of Warcraft. And I mean, I just to wrap it up because we're running a little bit long, but I can talk about World of Warcraft all day. It's a game I love. It's a game that, you know, my wife played, and it's a big reason I'm like, well, we're together.
I honestly don't think that I have seen you more excited for an episode, even with Game of Thrones. Like, even when
more excited about World of Warcraft than I am.
Like, even with you singing our intro to Game of Thrones, you don't understand.
I didn't even put this as about why, though, but the music in World of Warcraft is amazing. Completely, completely amazing. The immersion that the music does in each zone you're in is out of control and definitely worth turning your... Because a lot of games, I turn my music off. I turn, like, sound off and I just play. But the music in each zone is completely relevant to that zone. Like, walking into major cities and just hearing, like... I won't do the humming because I got caught last time for recording doing that. But the music is amazing in the games. So, but yeah, it's just my big why. Like the game itself is huge. Like it's one of the biggest. I don't know if it's like the biggest now, just because with Final Fantasy coming back up. I don't know if it's caught it. It's kind of hard to tell with just fake numbers and stuff like that.
It's hard to tell. I know at least from every. I don't. I mean, say because I don't know everybody, but I know Final Fantasy at least has been on a rise. It's got great reviews. They just released another expansion. A lot of people I talk to still. I mean, they love Final Fantasy over the other games. I personally like Final Fantasy. One, it's a lot more prettier. Obviously, if you haven't ever seen WoW, it's a lot of cartoonish. But the PvE, the story playing, I love Final Fantasy. I like that it's a the traditionalists of being hard, you have to have distinct roles. It takes a lot more than just, like, ESO, which is basically whatever.
Free-for-all. Healer with the bow.
Yeah, whatever. But the one thing that I kind of like, why I wanted to go back to play Final Fantasy, especially over WoW, because, one, I didn't have a good experience last time I played WoW, is the one thing that I really enjoyed about WoW, like I said from the get-go, was the PvP, world PvP aspect, which is basically, it's there, but it's a gimmick, and it's been basically killed, or at least been dumbed down, per se.
Matt, if you want to come kill lobbies, bro, I'll go with
you.
We will get on our warlocks, and we will just kill people over and over and over again.
It's not even about killing this lobbies. It just, it doesn't happen. I used to be able to ride on the Zephyr as a gnome.
I'm not going to lie. I really want to see Matt playing a gnome.
Matt is definitely a gnome.
I was on the Zephyr as a gnome. I used to be a dick to everybody.
I want you
to. And it probably messed up, and I know it's to some extent, I understand why people complained and whatnot, but it's gotten so bad to where literally if somebody ganks you, people just throw a fit, they whine, it happens all the time.
What they do is they go on their main character and then kill you.
I love when that happens.
This game has been around for so long that I don't know how many new players they actually have.
They're also the point of like the PvP battlegrounds. I mean, like you said, a lot of them have been, they kind of been lost and forgotten somewhat. I don't like the scaling of levels every time. I could be wrong. I don't even mind any factor.
I mean, they don't.
I swear in vanilla, they didn't scale your dungeons. If you went to, they basically did like 20 to 30, and if you had to be a 21, you went in as a 21 versus a 23. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it just depends on like what kind of like thing you're like queuing as for the scaling.
Yeah.
And that's just really for like leveling purposes. Like, but once you get to like the top level, like the way that you scale it is by the difficulty of the dungeon. And even in PvP, like if you're like a level 21 going against, like, I mean, think about it. When we used to play, like, you would have like level 19 twinks, which twink being like they wouldn't like let their player level above 19,
so they can just dumpster
on like level 10, like level 10 through 18, they would just like dumpster on those players. I think that's like that's way worse.
Oh, that's wow. Well, that's way worse than what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not talking about doing that. Also, the main thing, I guess, because Final Fantasy kind of does whatever in the set and the kind of group. I've not liked what WoW has done with their classes. I hate that they got rid of hybrids. I was always a hybrid. I'm sorry.
He's only mad because he's only played a warlock for 17 years, and he's too
bad to adjust.
And warlocks are actually really great right now. Like, well, they are in a renaissance. Matt, I don't care what you say. It is only warlocks because you...
No, no, no. I'm talking about...
If it wasn't about auction houses, this is about how they killed your class.
I'm not going to lie. You know how many games I've played where they killed my class?
Yes.
I played WoW when my class was killed the second time. I played Neverwinter, and my class was killed.
And to be honest,
ESO, my class was also killed.
And to be honest, like, killed is like a relative statement because Burning Crusade and Vanilla, we just wrecked face.
I don't care. I enjoyed my
face. We just wrecked face. You know, sometimes you gotta let other people have a little bit of fun.
But you were useless.
Because rogues have always, like...
Rogues were always OP and all.
I would wreck rogues, but once Wrath of the Lich King came out, rogues just wrecked my face. But warlocks were like kings for so long.
All I know is in the last three MMOs we played, WoW, during when warlocks...
I think we've all played the three together.
Well, I mean, WoW, warlocks at the time were awful. When I played Neverwinter, warlock's class was broken and awful and useless. And then when I played ESO...
And not broken in a good way.
Yeah. And then when I played ESO, I like to be an archer, which also they nerfed and broke that whole class. And they even broke the Stam Knight Blades, where they're pretty much broken. Useless.
Like, 8 classes in the Little Warcraft for you to pick from. And you could easily pick whatever you
want. Sorry, I didn't want to be a cheap hunter and just basically just press and click and I could just... One-shot everybody.
No, that's rogues. That's what rogues do.
Hunters are worse than rogues.
Before we go into too many rants about how Matt just can't evolve with the game. So to wrap this up, for me personally, World of Warcraft matters just because it's revolutionized the way that people look at MMORPGs and kind of like look at that as like a standard of, not necessarily what you should be, but like this is what works. And this is what has worked for 17 years. Regardless of its player base going down from, you know, 12 million down to 4 million, that's still...
It's still 4 million people.
Yeah, it's still 4 million people. Like, at its peak, like, that was larger than some small countries. Like, we're playing this game. The fact that it's been able to evolve over that time span, whether you like it or you don't like it, you know, just wait a year, wait for another expansion, it'll probably change, I think is a good point of contention for it. Its ability to like realize that it's a big cultural standpoint and put references and put big events throughout the year into it has made me, whenever I go back, like, oh, it's, you know, it's the Winter's Veil. Let me go do some. Let me go hang out with Santa and you know, in Ironforge. So, I think it's a great game. I would love to go back and play it if I had more people to play it with. One of the main reasons why I stopped playing it was because all the people that I played with for 4 or 5 years, you know, kind of trickled away, and I lost that big community aspect that I love about World of Warcraft. But if I just had, you know, some other host who would go play World of Warcraft with me, I would definitely come play it again. And that's kind of like my spiel. And it's definitely one of the favorite games I've ever played, second to probably Star Wars Galaxies.
One, do you need a hug?
I need a hug. I'm sad.
Slash
hug.
Yes. Yeah. So, I loved WoW when I first played it. I didn't like it the second time. Also showed up in a horrible expansion, class-wise. I love MMOs, and I've kind of experienced over the years, one of the hardest things, as much as I love MMOs, I have not met either people that want to play the same MMOs at the same time.
As Adrian throws his hands up into the air.
Or, in some cases, enough people to be able to relevant to do some things. I almost built an entire marketplace and never won it.
And it sucked for us to get into dungeons.
I built a marketplace with my bare hands and never
Matt, winner. No, Matt made me also run with him to build a marketplace and never winner.
But anyways, but the whole point, cut some out. So, like, as much as I like to play MMOs, I end up almost quitting MMOs after a while in a few months, because usually the people I play with don't actually ever stick with the game all the way, or they trickle out, as Adrian put, or I don't meet enough people to where we get, because at some point you're going to get to where you need people, and that's what the basis of these games are. That's what freaking
massive multiplayer. Yeah,
you need people to play. Elder Scrolls, I mean, as much as it's fun and made it to where you can do solo things, its own problems, but the adventure point to do the in-game content, to do the stuff that you want to do, to have the challenges, especially at least what I felt when I played WoW in 2014 with that, you have to have people, and you have to know these people, interact with people, and sometimes you just don't get that. As far as going back to play WoW, I mean, I doubt I'll go back and play WoW, at least anytime soon. I've been addicted to, I like Final Fantasy, I like what the aspects of it.
If I bought you a month of free play time with gold, would you play again?
Well, one, that's another thing which we didn't get to talk about this. Gold in this game has become a joke. And as hard as I had to work to get my damn, like, 10 gold...
That's not what we're talking about. That's if I work, put my hours into buying you some game time for 30 days, will you come back and play? And check out Legion?
I don't know, I doubt it.
Oh my God. I quit.
So I really don't feel like I can contribute anything to how it matters, but what I can say is I feel like I've left this entire episode with a completely different idea of what WoW is, just because, like, I didn't know too much. So as always, if we forgot anything this episode, make sure you let us know. Go to the Contact Us page on butwhythoughpodcast.com, or just send us a DM. Slip on into them at butwhythoughpc on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can always find me at ohmymythrandir on Twitter and Instagram. Adrian?
Yeah, first and foremost, I do want to say it's been great recording in the same place at the same time with Kate and Matt. Because for those of you who might not know, I record 600 miles away from them at a completely different time zone.
Nobody told you to move.
And sometimes it is stressful. So, but just being able to, like, sit down and kind of, like, talk about all this stuff is a lot more fun than I would have expected. And I'm glad to do it. So thank you for letting me come over and do this.
Tell me, what do you mean a lot more than you expected? What did you expect?
You don't play World of Warcraft with me. You can always find me on Twitter at SuperRuiz93, SuperRuiz93.
Matt?
And you can also find me on Twitter at DATM18, DATTM18. And then, as we've mentioned multiple times, we will also be in the PC verse. If you like to play Final Fantasy, feel free. Or if you like to play
Leviathan,
and not World of Warcraft, because they hate me.
Or any other games that you would care to play with us, feel free to then message us.
Slide into those DM, guys.
I don't like the way you put that.
That's the lingo.
That's the lingo, man. That's the fucking lingo.